So we begin Advent with words, stay awake. How important it is to be awake, to not miss Jesus in our life coming on a daily basis. Some time ago, I was reading something and one point came to my mind, some stupid thoughts to do something simply stupid. I thought, well, I'm not so stupid to do it. And I kept reading my book. And these thoughts were coming again, walking around my mind. But no, I'm not so stupid to do it. No, not me. And after 30 minutes, I went and did something stupid. I thought, wow, I am really stupid. It's like... And then I thought about all the situation, and I discovered that when those temptations come, I didn't do anything to say no to them. I stayed proud and secure that I will not follow those thoughts. And maybe behind the door was Jesus waiting for one word of prayer to disperse the temptations. But I didn't ask him for help. And I have in mind these words, Lord, I'm not worthy that you shall come under my roof. Only say one word and my soul shall be healed. And I even wouldn't dare to say this one word of prayer, Jesus, come and help me with those temptations. I think I wasn't enough awake what happens on that moment, that this is spiritual battlefield, that Satan like lion is roaring around me, around all of us, trying to poison us with sin through temptations. So we start Advent with this thought of being more awake, because Jesus so often wants to come to our lives, be present more full way, but we are not awake to allow him to come. We are not enough aware to open the door for him. We are not enough sensitive to see what happens around us. That this is not the paradise, that whatever we do has meaning and consequences, every choice. Stay awake. It's easy to say. I wasn't enough awake to prepare Deacon that we do some changes during Mass, and he screwed up because I didn't tell him what he was supposed to do. I wasn't again awake. So this first awaken, I think is very good. Pray to be more awake, aware, sensitive. This is what is about Advent in preparation for Christmas. To make Jesus more and more in our lives, to make him more present, to not miss his coming on a daily basis to our lives. Simply ask for that and keep asking, Jesus, make me more awake or your presence on your coming to my life. And I think about my other sins and weaknesses, bad behaviors. And whenever I do something wrong, I think that before that, I don't ask Jesus for help. I simply go and do something, say something, think something. I don't allow him to come with his saving power, his saving grace. I'm not enough awake, aware, to ask him in those crucial moments to come to my life. So brothers and sisters, let us bring our worries, our sleeplessness to God's altar and offer it to God and ask him that he may make us more aware, that he may crush those curtains of our eyes and hearts that don't allow us to see him, that don't allow us to desire him more when we need him. And I believe it's possible for him to do it, to make us more awake, more aware, more sensitive on his presence, if we will keep asking him, because he cannot do it without our permission.